topic today, since this sixth parsha's Pinchas goes through all of the karbonos, which are specific to the various Yom Tovim, Shabbos and the Yom Tovim, Rosh Chodesh and the Yom Tovim, and Chazal correspondingly to that introduced a tefillah called Tefillas Musaf for Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov to correspond to those karbonos. So let's talk about some of the halachos of Tefillas Musaf. So the proper time to daven Musaf, there's on Rosh Hashanah, and this is a mistake some people make, the Zaman of a Korban Musaf represents the Zaman of the of Din, and therefore it's preferable not to call the Din too early, so we don't daven the Korban Tefillas Musaf before 3 hours into the day. That doesn't apply to any other Shabbos or Yom Tov. So there's no limitation about how early you could daven Musaf, as long as it's after the Zman, which you're allowed to davening, you could daven Musaf as well. So as soon as you finish Shacharis, a person could daven Musaf. On the other hand, it is preferable that a person should finish Musaf, should daven Musaf before 6.5 hours on the day, which is the time for Mincha. Preferably a person should daven Musaf before that time, and at least, for sure, before 7 hours in the day. So the Torah brings from the Rosh, that the Rosh, if the situation would be that they would only get to Musaf after 7 hours, he would step aside and daven Musaf by himself, without the Tzibur, in order not to daven Musaf after 7 hours. This is because there's a machlokes in the Gemara exactly how long is the Zman of Musaf. We pass on that Musaf can be said the whole day, but there's an opinion in the Gemara that Musaf can only be said until 7 hours. So because it is a machlokes in the Gemara, we want to try and fulfill both opinions, so he would mind with not to go after 7 hours. I'll get back to the situation if that situation does arise. See, then you have an interesting question of what takes precedence in order, Mincha versus Musaf. We'll get back to that.
Zman for Mincha starts after
six and a half hours.
I understand. Okay.
Right. Is that also partly why they strongly encourage people to daven it before? Because then you don't have to get into it.
Correct. Now, interesting question which comes up on Shabbos. The halacha is that a person is not allowed to eat before Shacharis. Before Shacharis, the Gemara says that until you present yourself to your Creator, you should not be indulging yourself by eating and drinking. It's sort of like, you know, the person feels like my I go first. Well, first thing that goes first is saying hello to your Creator, and then you can take care of your needs. Maybe for a different share, we'll talk about what is permitted. You know, the straight halacha permits drinking water. Nowadays, place can more makel to drink coffee. The Chabad Chaim says you can drink coffee, but without milk or without sugar. Person nowadays say maybe we're such wimps that we can't handle the coffee without the milk and without the sugar. But and since it helps for the person's davening, okay, that's a different conversation. So on Shabbos, so if the a person wants to drink before Shacharis, you cannot drink before Kiddush, even water. But it's only once it's time for Kiddush. So when it's time for Kiddush, when it's time to make, you be able to make a meal, because Kiddush is connected to the idea of a meal. So before Shacharis, you can't eat. So there's no dinner Kiddush yet, so you can take a drink. If a person finishes Shacharis, and now it's before Musaf, so what's the status of that stage? Is that called Zman? Is it a time of the meal yet? Which would then create the responsibility for a person to make Kiddush, or not? So this actually is a machlokes, whether after Shacharis, before Musaf, there is a mitzvah, there's a din of Kiddush. So after Shacharis, I eat Adam and Shacharis. I'm allowed to, theoretically, now I'm allowed to eat or drink, because I have spoken to my Creator. There's a new halacha, which is a person that before a person davens any tefillah, we're afraid that you'll get too involved and you'll get distracted. So we say, you know what, there's a limit. You're allowed to eat, but limited. But maybe that I'm allowed to eat in a limited way should be problematic. It should be a question whether I need kiddush or not. Maybe you'll say it's not the time for a meal yet, because you can't eat a full meal, so I have no chiyuv of kiddush. Or since I can eat something, there is a din kiddush. So we pass on there is a din kiddush after Shacharis before Musaf. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman points out that since there are many opinions which hold that there's no din of kiddush now, so that means not only is there no din of kiddush, that means you're not yotze kiddush. So a person who does make Kiddush before Musaf should make it a point later on when he does eat his meal to make Kiddush again.
So let me just ask a question here.
Yeah.
In the concept of not eating only Pras Shacharis and not Musaf.
Well, actually, there are two layers. Yeah, okay.
What would stop you from making Kiddush before Musaf and eating a full meal and then davening Musaf?
Okay, so that's a fair question. So let me restate that. There are two different halachas about not eating before davening. There's a general halacha which we have before any mitzvah that you do. We don't want you getting involved in the meal because you're afraid you're going to get involved in the meal and forget to do the mitzvah. That applies to putting on tefillin, applies to putting, taking your lulav, blowing shofar, etc. That's one area of halacha. And there's a second halacha specifically in regards to davening shacharis in the morning that we said it's insulting, as it were, to Hashem that the first thing you're doing in the morning is not speaking to your Creator. You're busy in eating, you're taking care of your own physical needs. The difference between the two is the first halacha, which allows us to eat a minimal amount of food. It does not prohibit any food at all. It just says you can't have a meal. The second halacha prohibits any type of eating at all. So before I person davened, there was no lulav in the shul. His lulav was pasul. Davened shacharis, he davened musaf, he came home, and somebody's bringing him a lulav. So he can take a snack before the lulav comes. He can't eat a meal, but he can take a snack. But before shacharis, you can't eat anything at all. So before shacharis, I can't eat anything at all. Before musaf, I have the other halacha that I can't get involved in a meal before I'm doing my mitzvah davening musaf. So what I am allowed to do is eat. I can eat peiros. I can eat non-mazonos type of things. I can eat a piece of fish, a piece of meat, something of that sort. I can eat a limited amount of mazonos or bread, a limited amount the size of a kebaya, not more, which is what one slice of bread, not more than that. So I am allowed to eat something. So that's a very small meal. It's not really your regular Shabbos meal, so that's the question. So it's not really the time for the meal yet. Because it's
so
before
you did musaf later, as long as it's before 6.5 hours, you shouldn't have a full meal.
Right, you can't have a full meal there.
But you can eat as long as there's not too much mazonos or motzi.
Right, you could have some, so theoretically a person can fill himself up on some apples, that's fine.
Or you could go to a kiddush that was sponsored in a shul and then have a mincha musaf later.
Right, so the kiddush, but you limit the amount. So this is a very common issue which people have. Let's say some shuls have kiddush before, some yeshivas is more common actually. You have a kiddush before Tzkiyas Shofar or Rosh Hashanah. So you're allowed to make kiddush then, but you have a minimum amount you're allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat before doing a mitzvah or before Musaf. So you can eat something, but you have a limit the amount that you're supposed to eat.
But then you have to make kiddush again because there's shitas that say that you're not yotzi when you.
Correct. So when you go home later on and you have your meal after Musaf, you have a full meal, then you should make kiddush again because according to one opinion, one of the two opinions, that wasn't Kiddush, what you said, work, because they didn't have Kiddush yet.
What about like women who just daven shacharis, but they don't daven musaf, and they make Kiddush before their husbands get home in order to eat?
Okay, so they should make Kiddush because we pass in Mikra, then there's then Kiddush. Rabbi is interesting, Shuba.
Brand us back in.
Yeah, so that's the issue of eating before musaf. The halacha is that a person who's not feeling well, he's a weak, is a person weak constitution, is allowed to eat. The bir halacha there, however, does raise the question: maybe it's better you should daven musaf by yourself and not betzibur in order to not eat before musaf. So he's grappling with what's better: the advantage of tefillah betzibur or davening, not eating before musaf. So he's not sure what to do with that situation. Now, women, it's an interesting question in regards to women. In general, are women chayiv in tefillah musaf? This is actually a machlokes, whether women are chayiv in davening musaf. Everybody agrees that even if they're not chayiv, they're allowed to daven musaf. Okay. Now, in regards to a woman making kiddush,
why would women not be chayiv in musaf?
Because it's the reason why women are chayiv in tefillah, the Mora says, even though it's a mitzvah sheshas man drama, is because since it's rachamim, the purpose is to be mevakish rachamim. Women also need rachamim. Since most of the purpose of Musaf is not as a tefillah of rachamim, the purpose of Musaf is just to be a tefillah corresponding to the special korban. It's not a tefillah of rachamim, so you go back to the regular rules. It's mitzvah seishas man groma. Women should be potter.
But there are lots of bakashas we have.
Right, but the primary purpose of the tefillah is not the bakasha. Is to, in other words, the halacha is we'll get to the person. What's the minimum amount you have to say in Musaf to be here to Musaf? But Rav Moshe has an interesting tshuva. Rav Moshe differentiates between a married woman and a single woman. He says, in regards to Shabbos or Yom Tov, in regards to making Kiddush, so the law says the key of Kiddush only, again, kicks in once it's the time for a meal. If it's not the Zman of the Surah yet, there's no Din Kiddush. That's why drinking, you can't drink before Kiddush, even water. But before davening, you're allowed to drink because it's not the time of Kiddush yet, because it's not the time of the meal yet. So you're allowed to have a drink before davening, without a problem. When is this man suitor for a woman? So logic should be she daven shacharis. She's fulfilled her obligation to daven, however she fulfills her obligation to daven shacharis. She's done that, and now she's davened. Let's say so if she plans to daven musaf, so maybe wait till after musaf. But she's not planning to daven musaf, so she's done. On the other hand, her husband isn't ready to eat the meal yet because he's still davening musaf. He's still davening shacharis in the shul, right? And she's not going to eat without her husband. So do we say, argue that since halachically she's allowed to have a meal now, so she has a chiyuv kiddush, or since the appropriate way for her to eat is together with her husband, and she's not going to do that until the husband reaches his stage where he could make him have a meal? So Marsha says that she does not have it in Suda yet because she's not getting her meal without her husband, and therefore she does not have a chiyuv kiddush yet. Because Marsha is interesting. Psak means Marsha would hold a woman who got up early Shabbos morning because the kids are up, you know, let me daven now ready, and she wants to eat something after Shachar, she can eat without Kiddush because it's not Zman Suda yet. That being said, not everybody agrees with the Marsha. That's why many people will make Kiddush in that situation. Again, Kiddush is not so difficult. It's not a special bracha, it's just right near Goffin, so you're not doing anything wrong, quote unquote. But that being said, logic would dictate that she definitely should be Yotze Kiddush again before the real meal, because according to Moshe, it wasn't Kiddush. Okay, so how much of the, going to that question, how much of Musaf do you have to say to be Yotze the din of Musaf? So the question comes up, of course, in the situation, the way the person who speak about it was that a person davened the wrong tefillah by mistake in Musaf. So he davened Shabbos morning, and he davened. So Shabbos morning, he said Yisroch Moshe by Shacharis. He said Yisroch Moshe by Moshe. No, Gvaldik. He says Makadosh Shabbos, and he realizes, I said the wrong bracha. Now what do I do? Right. So are you Yotzei saying Moshe in that situation? So the lacha is that the Tosfos says that the main phrase that you have to say in Moshe is Menasel Lefanecha Korban Moshe. Four words. Menasel Lefanecha Korban Moshe. We should make in front of you the Korban Musaf. That's what you have to say without even quoting the pasuk. Those four words. So if you haven't started the next paragraph yet, would say you say those words right there. Menasel Lefanecha Korban Musaf, and you're going to Musaf, and that's it. If you're ready to the point where it's too late to say it over there, so you have to go back to the beginning of the middle bracha, and if you finish one Esther, you'd have to daven over again. So it comes out that the Ikra Chiyuv of the Tefillas Musaf is four words.
So then, if you mix up which day or which Yom Tov, if it's on Sukkot, and you say Pesach, or any of that, doesn't make a difference.
So most people say that, yes, that is correct. That as long as you say Nasa Lechem Korban Musaf, you're Yotzei. Some get involved in the question of there's a new problem of being Dervish Gorim. You're saying something which is false. So here you have this beautiful standing in front of the king and saying false statements. So that's not a good thing to do. You don't want to come to the king and say a false statement. So he grapples with
whether you're Yotzei with that kind of
with that issue. So that becomes the machlokes what to do. But let's say, for example, a scenario which plays out Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. And the person only mentioned the Karbonus of Shabbos in the he forgot to say the Rosh Chodesh part. He said the wrong. He said instead of saying Atar Yitzarta, he said the Tikkat Shabbos.
So
So you're still saying the four words.
But you still said the four words.
Okay.
So if you correct yourself, you realize before you said the bracha, you go back to Atzar Yitzartu. If you already said Baruch Atah Hashem HaKadosh HaShabbos, and you didn't say Rosh HaKadoshim because you forgot that it was Rosh Chodesh, you didn't hear the klop, whatever it was, so make it in your yartzeit. And that's it, you don't go back. Because you said Manaslef HaNav Karmel Musaf. Even though your mind, you were thinking Karmel Musaf, you were thinking just Shabbos, but you said the words Manaslef HaNav Karmel Musaf. So that is interesting din. So getting playing that back vis-a-vis the woman, so it's clear that the Musaf is not really a Bakasha. It's not a time of Bakasha. The Ikari is just, it should be correspond to the Karmel Musaf, and that's enough. Okay.
By the way, Rabbi?
Yeah.
Minyan don't start until 1:50 today.
Oh, okay. Sounds good to me. Give me a little extra time. Okay, thank you. So we were talking about that you want the person to daven. You want the person to daven musaf before the time of mincha. If a person did not daven musaf before the time of mincha, so what's the right order? So the logic would be, well, musaf came first, so we should daven musaf and then daven mincha. However, we have an interesting halacha called tada v'sheinu tada tada kardim. So that which is said more regularly has precedence. So we should argue that mincha is said more regularly. Mincha is said every single day. Musaf is only said once a week. So you should daven mincha before you daven musaf. So the halacha is b'tzibur, we always daven musaf first. We don't change the order. So if it's a tzibur which was late and they're running late, common example of that would be simple Torah. You know, they have long hakafas and laning and etc. They get the musaf already. It's, you know, it's 2:00, so it's time for mincha. You daven musaf first and then you daven mincha afterwards. When it comes to an individual person, the right thing to do. So we differentiate between that between mincha ketana and mincha gedola. Mincha gedola is 6.5 hours. That is the time that you could daven mincha. Mincha ketana is 9.5 hours, and that's the time that you should daven mincha. The preferred time to daven mincha is actually not mincha gedola; it's later. So once you reach the time of mincha ketana, the assumption of halacha is you daven musaf and then you daven mincha. Once you reach the time of mincha ketana, which is the preferred time to daven mincha, it's actually a machlokes what to do. And many persons say the correct thing to do is daven mincha first and then musaf afterwards.
We already dealt with this, but if somebody comes to shul late, it's an early minyan, and they're by musaf, and he doesn't daven shacharis, should he daven musaf with the tzibur, and then shacharis afterwards?
No, he'll daven shacharis first.
He'll do shacharis first.
What's interesting, though, is that the poskim can say an interesting thing, that the daven shacharis, he'll daven shacharis while they're davening musaf, that's called tefillah v'tzibur, even though it's not the same tefillah, it's called tefillah v'tzibur.
Rebbe, but couldn't the time for musaf be running out when the person is after mincha ketana and now?
Yeah, just, I mean, I guess
ketana's mind is longer than the time for musaf, right? So,
well, no, they both have till shkia.
I thought we said you shouldn't have musaf until. Well, I guess that would be before. Didn't we say?
Anyway, saying again, I'm talking about a case where the guy blew it already.
He passed
7 hours already.
But that, so after that, it doesn't.
All right, you have till the end of the day.
Okay.
Right? You have till the end of the day. Okay, moving away from Shabbos to Rosh Chodesh, Musaf on Rosh Chodesh a little bit. I want to point out an interesting din. So we take off the tefillin. We take off tefillin by Musaf. So why is it we take off tefillin by Musaf? So the reason which is given is because if you daven Musaf Svar, it makes a lot more sense. Because the Kedusha which you say by Musaf is called Keser. You start with the word Keser, you're talking about giving a crown to Hashem. Wearing the tefillin is referred to as a crown. So we say we're giving the crown to Hashem, and we're wearing the crown ourselves. So we take off our crown to give the crown to Hashem. That's why the minute you take off tefillin by Muslim is because Kedusha's Keser. And we say even Ashkenazim who don't have the nusach of Keser in their Kedusha, but since the LP Kabbalah, it's called the Zman of Kedusha's Keser, so you don't wear tefillin during that point in time. It doesn't mean you don't wear tefillin the rest of the day. You know, the people who have the minhag to wear tefillin the whole day, there are such people like that, will take off from Muslim and put it on afterwards. It's not, you know, it's not a tour for the rest of the day. It's just during actual tefillah Muslim, you don't wear tefillin. So when's the proper time to take off the tefillin in regards to the musaf? So we say a kaddish before musaf. So the kaddish before musaf is supposed to be an introduction to musaf, and therefore it's improper to interrupt between the kaddish and the davening. An example where you see this is actually is by mincha on Shabbos. So we mincha Shabbos, we say Ashrei, we say Uvel Tzion, we say a kaddish, we say the pasuk Anisafilasi, and then we take off the Sefer Torah and we lay. Let's say there's no Sefer Torah. The Davening Shabbos mincha, there's no Sefer Torah. When do you say Anisafilasi? The halacha is you say it before kaddish, because you should not interrupt between the Kaddish, which is going to be the introduction to Shmoneh Esrei, and Shmoneh Esrei. There should not be any interruption between the Kaddish and the Davening. So you take that pasuk of Anisafilasi and you move it before Kaddish. That's the halacha. So that's where you see this concept of not interrupting. So we get the Musaf by Barash Kaddish. You say, well, you know, I can't interrupt, so I should take off the tefillin beforehand. The other hand, there's many, many sources which say that we should wear the tefillin until that Kaddish. So there are 1 minute to take it off beforehand, 1 minute is to loosen the tefillin beforehand and take it off afterwards as quickly as possible, not to minimize any interruption and to not speak during that point in time. That's where Rabbi Einar Zatzal was very mocked with, that nobody should be speaking during that time. It's because of that halacha that you're not supposed to interrupt between the Kaddish and so that's why you see some people will take off their tefillin. People normally mock with the take off tefillin. There's interesting halacha by tefillin. You take off the shalrosh, Mr. Rubin's down, you should not take off the shalyad before you put away the shalrosh. You should take off the shalrosh, wrap it up and put it away, and then take off the shalyad. You shouldn't take off both and then wrap them. That's the Mishnah Berurah says, but in this situation, that's what people do. They take off both and they don't wrap them. Why? Because you're supposed to minimize that interruption. So you have the Mishnah Berurah on one side is saying no interruption. Mishnah Berurah on the other side is saying wrap your shalrosh before you take off your shalyad. So we have this conflict. That's why you have different menhagim, what to do. But that's the issue. The person is davening musaf on Rosh Chodesh, and he makes a mistake. He starts out the chayin and l'adam das. So you interrupt immediately. You don't finish off the bracha. There's no inyan on Shabbos. A person starts out the chayin, he finishes off the bracha. The person davening regular, not musaf. The person davening ma'ariv, shachar, or mincha on Shabbos, and he says the bracha at the chayin, he finishes the bracha. He said at the chayin and he said the chayin adoas, and he gets the next bracha, and he still forgot that the Shabbos. So you start the next bracha, you finish off that bracha. So you finally realize, you know, somewhere in the Al-Mashinim, Al-Tihisikva, say, what am I doing? It's Shabbos. So you finish off the bracha Al-Mashinim, you say the bracha, and then you start Shabbos. By Musaf Shabbos and by Musaf Rosh Chodesh, that's not true. As soon as you realize your mistake, you stop, even though we'd be in the middle of a bracha. Okay, we talk about that. Okay. The minhag is to say on Yom Tov, what's bench? Okay. Very good.